From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Austria welcomed some 3,000 migrants today. They had crossed from Hungary into Austria on their way to Vienna. On Friday, Croatia sent at least 1,000 migrants to Hungary by train and bus after they were saying Croatia no longer registered or accommodated new arrivals. The migrants were sent on to rescue to points near the border with Austria. Babar Balak is a spokesperson for the UN High Commissioner for Refugees.
Missing is a collective European Union action. Countries have been trying to do it on their own, and then at some stage they say they can't, so they need to do it together.
He spoke in the Croatian town of Tovarnik, where thousands of migrants were waiting to board trains. United States and Russia talking to each other about Syria to ensure their forces in the unstable conflict zone avoid accidentally engaging each other. White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
Russia has long had a military presence inside of Syria because they essentially used Syria as a client state in the Middle East. And they were an important part of propping up the Assad regime.
Word of Russia's increased firepower in Syria came just hours after U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter spoke to his Russian counterpart for the first time since taking office. Coup leaders in Burkina Faso say they have freed the country's interim president as a gesture of goodwill following Wednesday's coup. African Union suspended Burkina Faso on Friday because of the coup, which sparked protest in the streets of the capital. At least three people were reported killed on Friday. This is VOA News. Al-Shabaab has carried out bombings in most of the country around the Horn of Africa, except for Ethiopia. Marta Vanderwolf reports on how Ethiopia has avoided attack.
Kenya, Uganda, Djibouti, the self-declared Republic of Somaliland, they have all been attacked by the Somali militant group Al-Shabaab. But Ethiopia, which invaded Somalia in 2006 to fight Al-Shabaab, has so far never experienced a large-scale attack. Tewolde Mulugeta of Ethiopia's Ministry of Foreign Affairs says Ethiopia has been successful in preventing attacks by involving the general public.
So, whenever they are going to come across any anti-peace element, any anti-peace force, any terrorist force, they are going to expose them, they are going to fight them head-on.
It is not clear how many potential attacks Ethiopian security forces have prevented. Marta van der Wolf for VOA News, Addis Ababa.
Japan's upper house of parliament passed security measures today that ease some restrictions placed upon the military by the country's post-World War II pacifist constitution, but it has been more contentious, a legislative battle, than Prime Minister Shinzo Abe likely expected. Security bills will revise 10 existing laws and give the military more latitude to defend Japan's people and interests. Opponents argue that the bills will violate Article 9 of the country's post-war constitution that renounces the use of offensive force to wage war or settle international disputes and entangle Japan in international conflicts. President Obama had a rare telephone conversation Friday with Cuban President Raul Castro after the United States eased restrictions on travel and business on Havana. The easing comes 2 months after formal restoration of diplomatic relations between Washington and Cuba, and the day after Havana announced it would appoint its first ambassador to the United States in 54 years. Pope Francis will try to meet former Cuban President Fidel Castro. That will happen later today in Cuba as the Pope visits. And next week, the Pope will be speaking to a joint session of the U.S. Congress when he arrives here.
Ma al Congresso americano nessun papa aveva parlato.
Vatican spokesman Father Federico Lombardi said no Pope has ever spoken to the American Congress. And Francis is doing it, he says, to be able to speak to all Americans, not just Catholics. And in addition to the speech before the U.S. Congress, the Pope will be at the White House to meet with President Obama. He'll speak before the United Nations, also meeting with homeless people, immigrants, children, and prisoners. You can get more on this story and the rest of the hour's news by going to our website, and you can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.